Hello there. Welcome to Scale Your B2B Firm with Content Marketing. Today is a really special episode. Well, first of all, because it's Christmas, it's the holidays. So guys, stop working, start living with your family and, start unwrapping some of those gifts. Just spend some time with your friends and don't think about work. But I will, in this case, talk about continue with the podcast and talk a little bit more about a special topic that I think is the most valuable in the content marketing world, and it's something that everyone should learn how to do properly within the content marketing space, and that is managing your content. Okay, so specifically we're going to talk about editorial calendars, how they work, what they're supposed to do, and what type of value you can expect to get out of them. Because sometimes when you're organizing things, it's hard to understand where you're going with it. Like, why are you organizing this data? What makes sense in that case? But you'll get the answers here. I've worked with editorial calendars for a long time now, and essentially the way I go about it now is I put in all the SEO data, all the search engine optimization data necessary for us to understand what content ideas would be most valuable for your business model, all the way through to creating those ideas, as well as creating the outlines necessary for the writers or for anybody who wants to create the content itself. And remember, content, like with search engines, content can be anything. It can be video, it can be audio, it can be articles. Obviously, the most common way to do it is articles, and that's what Google is known for and how you usually interact with it. But video, audiovisual content is growing very fast. Also, search, kind of audio searches and voice searches. So don't limit yourself to written content anymore, especially if you're doing SEO or if you're putting all of this data into one table, like an editorial calendar, because you're going to see that a lot of the queries will start showing audio content now or video content. And that's really powerful, the way that you can cater an article or a snippet of content so that it appears on the Google pages, even in audio form or video form. It's really amazing what SEO can do for your growth. So an editorial calendar is essentially a way to manage your content efforts, right? Your content marketing efforts. And the way it works is you have to think about it in two different parts, okay? There's the technical raw data part where you gather all the information, you kind of work on the data, try and gather some insights from it. And then there's the content kind of like ideation part where you brainstorm what types of content you want to produce based on that data. So the very first thing that you have to think about is you have to go all the way back to the initial parts of your strategy and think about your ideal buyer or your ideal customer profile and connect that with your positioning to your business model, right? So once you have some topics that are related to your business model and are interesting to your ideal buyer, then you start researching some keywords that, you know, you could work on. And while keyword research itself is a topic for another time, there's a lot to talk about. I've already done a little bit on this podcast, but there's more. The editorial calendar part is more about the ideation, right? So once, skipping ahead from all the technical data, all of the search volumes, all of the search difficulties, how to rank for a specific keyword, when you have all of that technical data, what you want to do with it is you want to prioritize it. You want to say, okay, we have all of these keywords that could potentially give us some value, but which ones are we most likely to rank for faster? Which ones are the most likely to give us value faster? Because at the end of the day, SEO takes some time, content marketing takes some time. So you want to minimize the risk. You want to make sure that the content that you produce, the time that you spend creating content, results in something getting out of it. And this process is probably the most underrated part of content marketing. You know, you'll have a lot of people who say, oh, I just want blog posts, or I just want you to write me this thing. But that's just not how it works, especially if you want a lot of value in the long term. You can't just wing it. You have to have some sort of prioritization model. And the way we do this at CallRank is with a process known as keyword validation. meaning that we take these raw data, these keywords that could potentially be interesting to your business, and we make sure that they are relevant to your business. And the way we do that is by analyzing a few different metrics, a few different points between, say, for example, search volume, keyword difficulty, Google Trends data, Google autocomplete data, and also how relevant it is with your business model, as well as how many competitors there are on that first page. Say, for example, if there's low domain authority on that first page, it's going to be easier to rank for, etc. So these data points allow us to say this keyword is easier to rank for and has more search volume and is relevant to my business model. Therefore, it has a higher priority than a keyword that only has high search volume but is difficult to rank for because there's a lot of competition. While that keyword may be interesting to our business model, we may need to tackle this later on. So essentially, you'd give the more competitive keyword 1 point, whereas the less competitive and keyword would have 5 points of priority. The 5 points of priority would be, I want to tackle this immediately. Now, depending on this prioritization model, you go like, okay, we know that these 4 or 5 keywords, or however many you find, are high priority. What do I do with them? I create content ideas out of them. I create a draft title that tells me a little bit about what I should create for that specific keyword. And the way you do that is you look at the search intent for that keyword. Now, this is a very kind of like drafted version of the title. It doesn't have to be necessarily that, but just to give you a general idea of what you're producing, you do want to have a title first and then produce the content based on the title. So essentially what you'll do, say for example, you have a keyword that's content marketing versus Facebook advertising or something like that. You will have a content idea where you say, content marketing, is it better than Facebook advertising? Or something like that. Obviously that's not specific, but you know, doing content marketing versus Facebook advertising, the ultimate comparison is kind of boring. You wanna be a little bit creative at least with your content ideas. Do include the keywords in your draft titles, but make them a little more interesting to read rather than just copying the keyword. Because if you go on the first page, then you'll see everybody else literally doing the same thing. And you're not going to be able to stand out from the rest of the content. And that's really not what you want. You really want to stand out at that point. So during the content ideation process, make sure that you brainstorm a few draft titles and choose the one that you like best to start with. Put it in your editorial calendar and also the search intent for that keyword. So what a search intent is, if you look at the first articles that appear on Google for that keyword, is how... So what people are looking for specifically in that article. So that article could be a guide, it could be a listicle, it could be a template, it could be any kind of like content creation. But you have to make sure that you're matching the search intent. So if all other articles ranking on the first page are listicles, you have to go with a listicle. You cannot rank for that keyword if it's not a listicle, meaning you have to have 1, 2, 3 in the article itself as a list. So if all other articles are a guide, meaning that it's an in-depth understanding of the topic where you have all the different sections with clear images explaining how the process works, then you have to go for a guide. So that's what intent is, and you are absolutely tracking intent. You have to put the intent in your spreadsheet, in your table, in your editorial calendar. Because if you don't, you'll get confused. You'll go like, okay, well, I'm ready to start writing this content. I'm ready to start creating, but what am I creating? Like, am I creating a video? Am I creating a podcast? Am I creating a guide? What am I creating? And you'll know by the intent, by what people are searching for on Google. So really what an editorial calendar is and should be is your ultimate management tool, right? It's where you'll find literally everything that you need in your content marketing strategy to work and to do so efficiently and to do so in a way that scales. That's the most important thing about the editorial calendar, because yes, you can rank just by winging a few content ideas here and there, but you cannot make it work again and again and again and again. Instead, with the prioritization model, you know that the keywords you've researched are specific to your business model and that they have search volume and that they're easy to rank for. So literally, you're just saying, look, if we create this content, we're 90% sure that we're going to rank for it. And that's extremely powerful because it's a predictable way to understand whether you're going to be growing on not only on Google, but growing your business, scaling your business. So it's a very powerful way to do the editorial calendar process. Now, apart from, so far we talked about keywords, so the raw data, so the SEO data that you're gathering from tools like Ahrefs or Ubersuggest or even Google Autocomplete or even from competitors. You can use competitors a lot to gather this that type of raw data. And then once you process that data, which we'll talk more about in a future episode, you have to start thinking about validation, right? Okay, you take these keywords and you start prioritizing them based on the value, on the search volume, on the difficulty, and on how relevant they are to your business model. Once you've done that, you want to start creating some content ideas based off of those high priority ones. And once you have those content ideas, what you'll do is you'll have the actual pipeline of production, or essentially what you'll have is you'll want to start creating. That's really the part where you have to start setting deadlines, or at least have an idea of when that content will be produced. Because if you're committing to a content idea, it means that you're committing to creating that piece of content. So depending on your cadence, on how many pieces you plan to publish, you give yourself, and especially how complex the type of content is, then you place a deadline and you start creating what's called an outline or a brief. So, and that's really, it could be a topic for itself, but I'm going to briefly go through what an outline is and why it's important to create, even though sometimes it makes sense to just start writing. But with an outline, you have a clear understanding of what you want to put into your content, and you can also help third-party content writers to write for you, so you can delegate a lot. That's the key value of an outline, is that you can delegate writing, not strategy. Strategy you can, you know, do internally, or that's what we do at QualiRank. We do strategic work, and then we outsource the writing to writers in a niche that are specialized in that niche, so that we know that the quality is there. But essentially what we do is we take the outlines and we just deliver it to the writer. The writer knows exactly what to do with it, because in the outline you'll have your writing guidelines, your tone of voice for the brand, as well as all the SEO information, which writers know how to decode today, and also the brief itself. So all the sections that are necessary, all the draft headlines, all the draft sections, and things like that. So essentially, it's a way for the writer to work more efficiently and in a way where they know exactly what they have to write, rather than having them research stuff that may not fit the search intent of people that come through that keyword. So essentially, all the way through from raw data all the way through to creation, you're structuring the entire process. There's nothing left to chance. And that's really what's important about content marketing, because everything is measurable. You may think that content, you know, it may be about luck, or, you know, it may be about like, oh, I've written this piece of content, it did so well, I don't know why. But in reality, most powerful content strategies, the ones that reach millions of views per month, are all strategized in this way. And I really recommend researching more about the prioritization model. I will also write some articles about it in the future. But going back to the outlines or briefs, however you want to call them, these outlines, essentially what they have in the first page is a recap of the SEO information that's relevant to the writers. So things like the search volume, the URL that you should use on your website, also some notes for the writer to understand a little bit of the search intent that goes on behind the keywords, the primary keyword, the secondary keyword. And also what you want to do is you want to add some snippets, the snippets that appear in the first page of Google in that first SEO information page, because that'll help the writer understand, okay, this topic relates to this in some way, and I can write some FAQs, some frequently asked questions, at the bottom of the article so that it can rank better, and you can also use schema markup, all kinds of technical things that you can do on your website. And so that's the first page that you'll see in our one of our outlines. And also, this is going to be made available as a template really soon on koalarank.com. So if you go in the resources section and in this template section, you'll be able to find it. It should be available in about a week. So that's something that you should you can look up to. And so once you have all that in SEO information in place, essentially what you do is you want to start writing some of the introductions and some of the conclusions, some of the sections necessary for the writer to gain inspiration from. You don't necessarily want to write the whole thing. Obviously, you're not here to write. If you're in the marketing position then, or at least kind of you want to understand as a founder or somebody who's, you know, who has a large stake in increasing traffic to your website or to your business in general, you do want to give some pointers to your writers. So you could give them like a few of the sections that are necessary, some bullet points with some suggestions or things that in your experience are more relevant for this specific topic, so that your writer feels confident that what they're going to write is exactly what you want. After that, what you'll want to do is actually either deliver that outline to a writer, write it yourself. If you're writing it yourself, you may also start from scratch, as long as you have a clear idea of how you're going to tackle the content. And that's pretty much it. That's pretty much the end of what you're going to track on your editorial calendar. Now, obviously, an editorial calendar could become something much more powerful than just that, because if you know about tools like CoSchedule, which is famous because of its editorial calendar tool, it's something where you can integrate both creation, so content ideation, all the brainstorming, the drafting, and the outlines, etc., as well as distribution on social media, on third-party channels, and things like that. So you can absolutely mix the two things together, so creation and distribution. However, that's more of an advanced topic, and it's really hard to get done right. So it's something that I would recommend first getting the creation process done well and understand this, the strategic process of doing the validation, and then going ahead and start putting in all the technical details of doing distribution as well, because it's not that easy. You have to understand the RSS feeds. You have to understand which channels are most powerful for you to start distributing your content. And, you know, it'll take some time for you to understand which distribution channels are best, whether it be Facebook advertising, whether it be communities, or, you know, Medium articles, LinkedIn articles. You know, there's all kinds of content types that you can distribute across the internet today. So I wouldn't recommend going on social first and then start looking at the strategy. That's something that's not going to yield many results. Rather, create some proprietary content on your website first, and then as you start building kind of like a content library, then you should kick in the content distribution process as well. I do recommend CoSchedule if you're interested in that type of thing, because it's a really good tool specifically to mix the two things together. If you're only using a tool, at KoalaRank we use Airtable to do editorial calendars. And Airtable is really good for the creation part and the strategic part. And it could be personalized to do the distribution part as well. But I don't recommend it personally, because you have to do a lot of Zapiering. You have to, do a lot of automation, kind of like infrastructure. And it's a headache, honestly. So at that point, it's much better to use a tool like CoSchedule, because you just pay a flat fee per month, and you have everything done for you, essentially. Now, I'm not sponsored by CoSchedule. I do use CoSchedule sometimes. It's not something that I'm using full-time right now, but I am planning to start using it full-time. So that's essentially what we mean by an editorial calendar. CoSchedule works in a way that if you know the calendar view from Google Calendar, it's very similar. You'll be able to drag and drop different things, whereas Airtable is more of a spreadsheet type of thing, but with the power of database within its infrastructure, meaning that you can connect all kinds of data together. You could do that with Excel as well, but it's much more, it's much clunkier, and it's a bit hard to manage at that point. So with Airtable, you're able to manage all of your content pretty seamlessly. And that's, we actually already have a template available on the website for the editorial calendar. So in the same section, resources and templates, you'll find it already available. Now, editorial calendars are the ultimate tool for content marketing. You really want to make sure that you start thinking about them as soon as, you know, as soon as you think going with content makes sense for your business and for your B2B firm. And I would personally recommend starting with the whole keyword process, trying to understand which keywords are most relevant to your business model, and then moving forward to the content ideas. You can brainstorm content ideas without looking at keywords, but then it's hard to know if they'll rank. It's hard to know if they'll rank, and you're going to have all kinds of troubles because you're going to spend time writing content that may do well, but you don't know. And that's really the power of an editorial calendar, is that it helps you understand exactly how much you can expect. So that's really the power of it. Now, there's not much else to editorial calendars. You can do all kinds of things with them. Like you can also attach media to it. You can attach PDF files, like the outlines. You can instead of doing a Google Docs, you can create them in a PDF file, attach them to the editorial calendar, and then invite a collaborator to look into it. But overall, these are small things that, you know, may be necessary for some teams. They may not be necessary for others. So yeah, that pretty much wraps it up for this episode. If you have any questions in particular on editorial calendars or how to manage your content seamlessly, you can ask me directly at arrigo@colorink.com. So feel free to send me an email. That's my personal email. And you can also, if you're interested more in learning about Colorink and what we do in content marketing, You can write us at sales@colorink.com, or you can also use the chat bot on the website, and we'll be available to talk. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to this holiday season after this awful year. If you're also interested in learning more about content marketing as a whole, specifically for B2B, we're going to release a new ebook called Content Marketing, the B2B Playbook soon. So if you're interested in that, please sign up to the newsletter. You'll find links to it all over the website. You can sign up to the newsletter and we'll send you an email as soon as that's available. Thank you very much for listening. If you have any feedback, please write me. I'd love to hear your feedback. This podcast is still going and I'm still going to produce it. And I'd love to hear what you guys think and whether you'd like me to talk about some specific topics that are of value to you. Thank you very much. Happy holidays. Happy Christmas. And I wish you all the best. See you next week. Bye-bye.